Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. We have one cat here to prove it. Here, hold the cat up to the microphone. Learn more over at redbarninc.com. Thanks, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Hey, Rick, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What kind of critter do you have?
She's a black lab. She'll be 5 in July.
And awesome. All right. I'm a black lab lover myself.
Oh, good. We've got a little problem with her being overweight. She's about 90 pounds.
Okay. Yep.
But she's been riding with me in the truck over the road since she was 6 weeks old. And I try to exercise her every day, throwing a tennis ball like 5 or 6 times a day. We do that. I mean, she runs and runs and runs, and she just keeps on putting the weight on.
All righty. Well, I mean, so at the other times of the day, then she's riding with you and just kind of sedentary, kind of chilling?
Right.
So the big thing I would have to say is being a Labrador, now I always talk body condition. So numbers to me don't always ring as true. But if she's a 90 pound and you can say as her father, you could say, yeah, she's heavy. then I trust that. Because the body condition is by far more meaningful than any number on the scale. So if you put your hands on her chest and you feel like some fatty resistance before you can actually feel ribs, you know, then we're talking that, yeah, we're carrying extra weight there. And if we don't have a nice little inward turning hip when you look at the top view of your dog or the side view, then we're probably in the overweight category there. So the big challenges for you would be, limiting your calories and then increasing your exercise. So I like the idea that you have tried doing retrieving and playing ball, because that is a great way to help expend energy. So we want to remember that same kind of formulas for us, about 30 minutes to 60 minutes of continual exercise. So ball playing may not be able to fill up that whole time, but leash walking and other types of physical activity, swimming would be wonderful. Those kind of things.
Swim.
Yeah. And you know what? It exhausts them. It really burns up the calories very wonderfully. So swimming and retrieving for me would be some of the big ways to kind of help burn down her energy level, kind of tire her out, and then maybe also supplement that with a little bit of walking, leash walking along the way.
Right.
But calorie-wise, we really got to watch what you're putting in the doggy's gullet. So if we need to get on a serious weight loss program, then I like to go into some of the therapeutic weight loss diets.
Well, I switched her over to a healthy weight, more expensive stuff. And
yeah.
I only give her a half, one cup in the morning and one cup about 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon.
Okay. Now, I'm going to caution you, because with some of the, you know, there's some great foods out there on the market that are marketed as a weight loss diet. The problem that I have is that for real true weight loss, we really ought to have your veterinarian involved in kind of supervising that. The problem becomes when we take weight loss foods that are sold on the general market and we restrict the volume for our pets, we can actually cause problems. By decreasing the amount you feed, you can limit not only the calories she's taken in, but also the nutrients. So we don't want her to be nutrient deficient, and we also don't want her to end up feeling hungry and unsatisfied. So I would certainly check with some of the different local vets in your areas what kind of prescription weight loss foods they have. There's different ones by Purina, Science Diet, Royal Canin, IAMS. There's oodles out there, but really to get on one that is made for weight loss. And the idea is those foods have higher fiber. They may be supplemented with carnitine to help burn fat. And those are going to be my best recommendations for diet. And we really look for maybe only 1% to 2% body weight loss per week. So we're going for gradual. We don't want to make her hungry and make her frustrated in any way. The other thing you might look into, and for any retriever especially, I'm always suspect with this if we're talking weight issues, is to have her thyroid level screened. It is a common cause of weight gain in many breeds, but also especially in these Labradors, where we can just kind of not maybe eat a lot, but just kind of pack those pounds on over time. And I would certainly personally wish for a thyroid problem to lose weight if we could all take a magical pill. But, if that is a problem, I would hate for you to miss that and not have that evaluated.
Now, I had her spayed. It seemed like she put on a lot of weight on right after that.
Uh-huh.
Is that common?
Well, what we have to remember is basically when we're spaying a dog, we're changing their metabolism. So it can lead to weight gain if we don't change our feeding habits. So I definitely recommend pretty much the day a pet is leaving my office getting spayed, we have that talk about metabolism. And any lady that's gone through menopause or ended up with a hysterectomy will attest that it is hard to keep the weight off afterwards. And we can run into that with our dog. So don't continue to feed her like you did when she was, a young juvenile. We really just have to limit the calories and make sure that we keep her activity level up and, keep that in mind. So it's not a reason not to spay, just to know that it can happen and we just need to kind of get ahead of things before, they pack that weight on. And, one other thing you might try, even things to keep her occupied and busy and keep her mentally stimulated in the cab of the truck would be some of the different interactive toys. And you might throw some of her food into those different little toys. If she's into the Kong toys, there's Busy Buddy is another brand, and you can hide the food items in there, and she kind of has to work to get them to fall out of the different toys, and it kind of keeps them occupied, mentally stimulated, and really we make it so easy putting that food in front of our pets that this is a great way to make her kind of work for it, if you will.
Okay. Another question I have: she expects a treat every time that she goes to the bathroom. That's my fault because I
every time. Whoa! Every time she goes to the bathroom. You said every time she goes to the bathroom, right?
Every time that I get out of the truck and I come back in, I give her a biscuit. Now, I used to give her the medium-sized biscuits. I cut her down to the puppy ones.
Okay, well, here we go to the nitty-gritty. Now the truth comes out, Rick. Now I know what the problem is. Definitely, she's being overtreated.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.